sports menu this evening.
We begin today with the UEFA Super Cup, which has a new champion. FC Barcelona defeated Sevilla FC Tuesday in the competition that pits the winners of the UEFA Champions League and the UEFA Europa League against each other. Played in Tbilisi, the capital of the small former Soviet Republic of Georgia, the game became an instant classic as both teams combined to score 9 goals, created multiple lead changes, and needed extra time to decide a winner. Sevilla got off to a bright start in the 3rd minute when Ever Banega curled a free kick over the wall and into the goal from about 20 yards out. Barcelona keeper Ter Stegen didn't even move as he had no chance at making the save, but the Catalans' magic man Lionel Messi would get them back on terms just 4 minutes later when the Argentine responded with a free kick goal that was near identical to Banega's. Messi had more magic up his sleeve in the 15th minute when he scored on another free kick, this time from over 25 yards away. His rocket of a shot left Sevilla's keeper Beto with no chance to make the save as it went in off the inside of the post to give Barca a 2-1 lead. The reigning La Liga champs would add another goal just before halftime when Luis Suarez's cross was knocked in at point-blank range by Rafinha to make it 3-1. Barcelona seemed to have the game in the bag just after halftime, when Sergio Busquets stole the ball deep in Sevilla's half and threaded a pass through to Luis Suarez, who finished to make it 4-1. Sevilla still had some fight in them, though, as José Antonio Reyes got a goal back in the 57th minute, and then Gamero buried a penalty to make it a 4-3 game with 18 minutes to go. Yevhen Konoplyanka completed the comeback in the 81st minute when he tucked in a cross from Ciro Immobile to tie the game at 4-4. Neither team would score for the next 35 minutes as the game went into extra time, but with just 5 minutes left before penalties would decide the winner, we got a goal as Lionel Messi's free kick ricocheted back to him off the wall, and his second shot got through to Beto, who spilled the ball in front of him. It was just the opening that recent substitute Pedro was looking for as he pounced on the ball and stuck it in the back of the net to give Barcelona a 5-4 win and their 5th UEFA Super Cup. Pedro is set to leave Barcelona this season after spending his entire career with the club. Lionel Messi spoke after the match about the departure of his friend and teammate and also about the thrill of winning another trophy.
I'm very happy because Pedro scored the winner. Personally, I don't know what he's going to decide, but we will support him whatever he decides. We wish him the best as he has delivered and is still delivering many things to Barcelona. He deserves the best. I don't know his decision, but whatever it is, he'll have our support. It is always a beautiful thing to lift trophies. The more honours, the better. This particular trophy was very important because of the significance of this competition and because we had to start the season well. We gave this title a lot of importance because for this group, every single title is beautiful and a great achievement.
Barcelona's manager Luis Enrique also spoke about the strength of their opponents and the resilience of his own team.
When you're leading 4-1, the opponent has nothing to lose. Obviously, we have to analyze what happened and the risk that Sevilla took. They managed to come back. It happens sometimes. They had a penalty and used the wings. It was the same last season in La Liga. We were leading 2-0 and finally they drew the game. Today it happened again in a final, but we can't forget Sevilla's strength. It seems Barcelona is expected to win every title, but it's not always like this. What we did has a lot of merit, so I'm very proud of how the players managed to restart again when it was 4-4 and create new chances.
Sevilla begins their La Liga season against Malaga on Friday, August 21st, and Barcelona begins their campaign against Athletic 2 days later. Kick it. We'll be right back.
I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now with sports news from all over the continent, and I believe he's beginning today with netball.
Malawi edged Uganda 59-53, Trinidad and Tobago beat Zambia 66-39, and South Africa dismissed Wales 68-40 at the Netball World Cup in Sydney, Australia on Tuesday. Today, Wednesday, Zambia challenged Samoa. Malawi face New Zealand as South Africa encounter Australia. In handball, Qatar edged Algeria 24-21, Iceland pipped Egypt 31-29, while France outplayed Tunisia 34-24 at the Men's Youth World Handball Championships in Yekaterinburg, Russia on Tuesday. Today, Wednesday, Egypt play Venezuela as Algeria encounter Switzerland. Turning to football, former International Olympic Committee IOC Director General Francois Carrard of Switzerland is to head the FIFA Task Force on Reforms, the World Football Governing Body FIFA disclosed on Tuesday. The 2016 FIFA Reform Committee Carrard will chair include two representatives from each of FIFA's six confederations. The committee will crystallize reform proposals to be presented for approval at the FIFA Extraordinary Elective Congress in Zurich, Switzerland on the 26th of February next year. It is at this meeting that a new FIFA president will be elected to replace incumbent Joseph Sepp Blatter. On the 2nd June, Blatter declared he would step down from office barely a week after being re-elected to a fifth term. His unexpected decision came in the wake of unprecedented scandal and corruption allegations that have tarnished FIFA's image. Carrard is credited with guiding the IOC through its reforms following the scandal in the bidding process for the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Olympics.
Thank you very much. That's Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa. We move now to Toronto, where the Canadian Open is underway. After much of Monday's schedule was rained out, players were able to get in most of their matches Tuesday, although there was still some inclement weather. That weather prevented world number 3 Andy Murray from finishing his second round match against Spain's Tommy Robredo. The match was stopped during the first set, with the score tied at 4 games apiece. It will be finished later on Wednesday. Several other big names were able to play full matches, though. World number 1 Novak Djokovic defeated Tomas Belucci of Brazil in a close two-setter, 6-3, 7-6, to advance to the third round. Before his match, Djokovic spoke about his season so far and how he used the short break after Wimbledon to prepare for the upcoming hardcourt season.
Well, my goals are obviously to play the best tennis on the biggest events, Grand Slams and, you know, the thousand events. Well, this is one of them, and I needed to take some time off, and, you know, resting and recalibrating is as important as the work that you do. So knowing that and having that in the back of mind allows me to balance myself right, spend some time with the family, as I said, reflecting on a great 6 months of this season that have been really probably the best 6 months that I had. Next to that season in 2011, and hopefully I can ride on that wave of confidence that I had even in the next half of the season.
Eight seed Milos Raonic lost to the unseeded Ivo Karlovic in a very close match, 7-6, 7-6. And South African Kevin Anderson had a disappointing early exit as he lost his first round match to Lucas Rosol. But it was a very tight match that saw Anderson lose 7-6, 7-6. Also, American John Isner defeated Germany's Benjamin Becker, and Belgium's David Goffin beat American Steve Johnson, while Australian Nick Kyrgios also advanced after beating Spain's Fernando Verdasco 6-4, 4-6, 6-4. On the women's side, world number one Serena Williams lost the first set of her match against Italian Flavia Panetta, but came back strong to lose only three games over the final two sets to win the match 2-6, 6-3, 6-0. Serena now moves on to the third round, where she will take on the winner of the match between Heather Watson and Andrea Petkovic. That will be played later today. 10th seed Karolina Pliskova also advanced after she beat Mirjana Lucic-Baroni in three sets, 6-3, 6-7, 6-2. And Swiss 12th seed Timea Baksinski was bounced out of the tournament by American Allison Risk, who won the final two sets of a very tough match, 3-6, 7-6, 7-6. Finally, Victoria Azarenka made short work of Elena Svitolina in a 6-1, 6-4 win that sent Azarenka to the second round. The second and third rounds will continue Thursday from Toronto, Canada. And that does it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell. Back to Yehaeus Wuhib.
Thank you, Jonah. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at